Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Coming up on 5 Minute News. West hurriedly stresses unified stance on Ukraine. Georgia prosecutor requests grand jury after Trump phone call. And Europe may change COVID strategy and accept virus. It's Friday, January 21. I'm Anthony Davis. Western countries sought to project unity and a tough stance over Ukraine on Thursday after US President Joe Biden misspoke, suggesting allies were split over how to react to any potential minor incursion from Russia. Biden rode back on his comments made during an almost two-hour news conference on Wednesday, saying that "I have been absolutely clear with President Vladimir Putin. He has no misunderstanding. If any assembled Russian units move across the Ukrainian border, that is an invasion," Biden told reporters. His remarks echoed efforts from other members of the administration earlier on Thursday and late on Wednesday as the White House sought to scotch any suggestion that a smaller-scale Russian military incursion would meet a weaker US response. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky responded sharply on Thursday, tweeting in English and Ukrainian, "We want to remind the great powers that there are no minor incursions and small nations, just as there are no minor casualties and little grief from the loss of loved ones." Biden's remarks on Wednesday sent his administration and allies quickly into damage control mode, with a stress on unity. The NATO Secretary-General said Biden's minor incursion comment was not a green light to a potential Russian invasion of Ukraine. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said, "Be in no doubt that if Russia were to make any kind of incursion into Ukraine or on any scale whatever, I think that that would be a disaster, not just for Ukraine, but for Russia." Moscow, for its part, said US threats of sanctions were not calming the situation. The prosecutor for Georgia's biggest county on Thursday requested a special grand jury with subpoena power to aid her investigation into then-President Donald Trump's efforts to influence the U.S. state's 2020 election results. In a letter to Fulton County's chief judge, Georgia District Attorney Fannie Willis wrote that multiple witnesses being probed have refused to cooperate absent a subpoena requiring their testimony. "Therefore, I am hereby requesting that a special purpose grand jury be impaneled for the purpose of investigating the facts and circumstances relating directly or indirectly to possible attempts to disrupt the lawful administration of the 2020 elections in the state of Georgia," Willis wrote. The investigation by Willis is the most serious probe facing Trump in Georgia after he urged Brad Raffensperger to find 11,780 votes, which is the number Trump needed to win Georgia. Willis specifically mentioned that Raffensperger, whom she described as an essential witness, had indicated he would only take part in an interview once presented with a subpoena. In a statement, Trump defended what he called his perfect phone call and repeated false allegations of voter fraud in the 2020 election. Legal experts have said Trump's phone calls may have violated at least three state election laws: conspiracy to commit election fraud, criminal solicitation to commit election fraud, and intentional interference with performance of election duties. The possible felony and misdemeanor violations are punishable by fines or imprisonment. In a separate legal woe for the Trump family, the U.S. House of Representatives panel investigating the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol on Thursday requested an interview with Donald Trump's daughter and former White House aide, Ivanka Trump. In Spain, residents were ordered to stay home for more than 3 months when the coronavirus pandemic was first declared. For weeks, they were not allowed outside, even for exercise. Children were banned from playgrounds, and the economy virtually stopped. But officials credited the draconian measures with preventing a full collapse of the health system. Lives were saved, they argued. Now, almost 2 years later, Spain is preparing to adopt a different COVID-19 playbook. With one of Europe's highest vaccination rates and its most pandemic-battered economies, the government is laying the groundwork to treat the next infection surge not as an emergency, but an illness that is here to stay. Similar steps are under consideration in neighboring Portugal and in Britain. The idea is to move from crisis mode to control mode, approaching the virus in much the same way countries deal with flu or measles. That means accepting that infections will occur and providing extra care for at-risk people and patients with complications. Spain's Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, wants the European Union to consider similar changes now that the surge of the Omicron variant has shown that the disease is becoming less lethal. Speaking at a World Economic Forum panel on Monday, Dr. Anthony Fauci said COVID-19 could not be considered endemic until it drops to a level that it doesn't disrupt society. For now, the discussion about moving to an endemic approach is limited to wealthy nations that can afford to speak about the worst of the pandemic in the past tense. Their access to vaccines and robust public health systems are the envy of the developing world. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun: Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.